Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As a runner, Walter Payton is different. He's not like Dorsett was. He's not like OJ. He's not like Jim Brown. Walter is movement and energy. He's motion. He's excitement. I mean, he is strong and he is fast and he's powerful. It's like somebody once said that when the good Lord was going to make a halfback, he just chiseled a certain type of body and he gave it to Walter Payton.
Ditka on Payton, with the music behind it, it sums it up. And there's going to be a book that's summing up the work of our next guest, Will Larkin, editor from the Chicago Tribune, who's on Twitter, at Larkin_Will. And he joins us right now on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Number one will be on newsstands tomorrow. I think we all know exactly who it's going to be. It's previewed there by that sound. But, Will, I got to tell you, I've had so much fun with it. I hope you had as much fun putting this together as I have had reading it for the last 100 days.
I really have, you know, for as much hard work as it was. You know, it was also kind of a privilege to be entrusted with something like this, and yeah, I had a ton of fun putting it together.
What was the panel like in deciding the list of 100? Was it contentious at any point? And can you tell us which two or three, which group of players had the most arguments around them?
It's kind of funny. I was actually kind of recused from the panel after putting together the preliminary list. Back in March, I came up with a list of 236 players who I thought should be under consideration, and then I ranked about 150 of them and handed them to our Bears writers and editors, and they kind of had a meeting among themselves and, you know, decided who I had too high, who I had too low, and came up with the final list of 100.
It amazed me how much of the Tribune's own reporters, writers, columnists were referenced in this, you know, back to my childhood and well beyond. I mean, I'm old enough to remember Cooper Rollo and his weekly picks and remember Bob Marcus and some of these guys. But man, the fact that when you're going to the start of a century and you actually have stuff from the Tribune's own archives, it's pretty remarkable.
It's so remarkable just the quality of writing and reporting that the Tribune has had, you know, covering the Bears over a 100-year period. And, yeah, it was just incredible to go back and read all these great stories, especially Don Pearson covered the team for more than 35 years, and to go back and read all his writing. He was, you know, kind of like the voice of God when it came to the team for that time. And just we've all been, you know, really fortunate to have so many great journalists covering the team. And one of the emailers I had said, you know, it seemed like I was having a conversation with all those writers, and I thought, you know, that was a pretty cool way to put it.
What was your favorite surprise in all of this? These are all very famous people and well-covered mm-hmm. people. Was there anything that when you were researching and you came across something, you said, I never knew it and would never have known it had I not been assigned to do this?
Probably the one player who I didn't know anything about and was just came to be fascinated by was Danny Fortman, the guard who came in at number 13 from the 1940s. If you had asked me a year ago, you know, who is Danny Fortman, I might have been able to tell you he was a Bears Hall of Famer, might not have. But just learning about how good he was, he played 8 years, was first team all pro for six of them, second team all pro for the other two, and he did it all while he was studying to become a doctor, and in the latter half of his career he was a doctor, and then, you know, just went on to live this great life, including, you know, being a medic during World War II, and, you know, just somebody like that who, you know, has kind of fallen through the cracks of history and just had this incredible story. And, you know, there were guys just, you know, kind of like that all the way through the list, but, you know, Danny Fortman was the one who made me realize that, man, this is just incredible.
As much as I love the list, and especially Devin Hester finishing where he ought to in the top 20, and Jay Cutler being respected, even though you might not say that he gave any respect to anybody else, Patrick Manley as number 100 is an inspired choice. That is exactly where he needs to be. And I wonder if you had any conversation with our guy from the station, Pat Manley, about his place on this list.
No, it was pretty funny when the Bears and Peterson and Dan Pompey came out with their list that he was also number 100 on there. So, you know, I think it was an idea, you know, shared by several people that was a good place, you know, for a guy who gave everything he had to the Bears for 16 years, but, you know, was also a long snapper, not on the field, you know, very often during games. But we didn't hear anything, or at least I haven't, from any of the players, but I have, you know, heard a lot from the relatives. I've heard from wives, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, so that's been pretty cool.
So many of the off-the-field details make some of these stories, whether it's those famed for carousing or, and I forgot which one it was, that was a boxing match, and they're Al Capone's guys, or somebody was putting a $1,000 bill in his pocket. He wasn't sure if he was supposed to take a dive or not. And I don't know where truth meets legend on some of this stuff, and frankly, I don't really care all that much because it's so much fun. But the other part to me was the penultimate paragraph, often for the old time players. It was always something like, well, he went on to become a shop teacher, and then he was a vice principal at this and this, and then he sold eyewear and caskets at some point. There are always these, because we don't even think about it now. You're a football player, you know, you play the game and you get generational wealth. These guys didn't. They played the game and they were kind of normal folks.
Yeah, and oftentimes they had to leave the team to go get a better job that paid better, you know. There wasn't a lot of money before TV came in. And, yeah, these guys were, you know, doing jobs just like everybody else, jumping around, doing what they could to support their family because, you know, being a football player was just like, you know, being a carpenter or being a teacher or whatever.
Did you guys have the same – I imagine you did, but what was the archive like photo-wise for all these guys? I'm looking at the Dick Butkus one today, and it's obviously – you know, kind of a famous photo. People have seen this angry, angry face behind the face mask before. But I have to imagine that you had a whole host of choices outside of the ones that got made famous on other coffee table books or whatever.
Yeah, and that just goes to one of the points that, you know, there have been so many people, you know, working on this series. My name is on the stories, but there have been, you know, plenty of hours by plenty of people. I didn't have anything to do with picking any of the photos. Our photo team, you know, went into the archives, you know, just like I went into the story archives to find all this stuff. And yeah, each time I saw the stories or the photos they got, it was just like, man, these are, you know, just incredible photos that tell the story just as well as I'm telling them.
The newspaper book is available for pre-order right now at a discount of $54.99 from the release price. It's going to be $64.99. It looks absolutely gorgeous. What kind of cut do you get on this? All this hard work, and this is going to be just a staple for Bears fans right now at ChicagoTribune.com at the store. Do you get a cut?
Well, with all the contract negotiation stories I've, you know, heard about George Halas, maybe I'll use some of those tricks, but we haven't discussed that yet.
Because this is it's a pretty special thing just in time for gift-giving season. I think a Bears fan to take a deep dive into the history of the 100 greatest players with the author of all this stuff, Will Larkin. Will, thanks for all the entertainment over the last 3 months. Appreciate it.
Thanks, and I'd be remiss if I didn't thank my editors, Amanda Kashubi, the sports editor at the Tribune, and the people who edited my stories, Chris Bogosian, Joel Boyd, Mike Sansoni. They deserve as much credit as I do for this series because, you know, their hands have been on it just as much as I have.
I know it was a heavy lift. How satisfied did you feel when you hit send on the final story?
It was very satisfying. I was, you know, pretty exhausted. These last five or six stories have, you know, taken quite a bit of time on each one. So, and I kind of had anticipated throughout what it would feel like when I sent that last one, and I don't know if it matched up or not. You know, I thought I would feel like $1 million. Maybe I felt like 40 or 50 when I actually did it, but it still felt good.
Will, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That is Will Larkin, an editor at the Chicago Tribune.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.